Well, welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Westerville campus. And this week, we've been taking a look at Ruth chapter 2, where Ruth and Boaz meet. And what we've seen is that Boaz has gone out of his way to show incredible kindness to Ruth. He's provided her with protection. He's provided her with food to eat. And she's wondering, why are you doing all of this for me? Why are you being so kind to me? And in Ruth chapter 2, verse 11 and 12, Boaz replies to Ruth and he tells her this. He says, I've been told all about what you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, how you left your father and mother in your homeland and came to live with people you did not know before. May the Lord repay you for what you have done. May you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge. You see, this was a small town where everyone talked and everyone knew each other's business. And so Boaz knew about the sacrifice that Ruth had made leaving her home and leaving her family. And he admired the kindness that she had shown her mother-in-law. And he tells her, hey, God has seen what you've done for Naomi. And God is blessing you and God is rewarding you for your kindness and for your selflessness. And he has brought you into his family. You're no longer an outsider. You now belong to the family of God. And one of our takeaways from this past Sunday was the idea that God sees and rewards what is done in secret. God sees and God rewards what's done in secret. You see, when Ruth made this decision to leave Moab and to go to Israel with Ruth, there was no promise of a better life. And there was no talk of meeting a guy named Boaz. This move to Israel, it didn't make any sense on paper. But she wasn't doing this to try and impress anybody or because a story was going to be written about her one day. She did it because it was the right thing to do, even though it would cost her greatly. But God saw and God rewarded the sacrifice that she made, even when nobody else knew at the time. Listen, we don't do the right thing because it's the easy thing. In fact, typically the right thing is the difficult thing. The right thing is going to cost us greatly. And we don't do the right thing so that God will bless us. That's not our motive. No, we do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. It's because it's what honors and glorifies the Lord. And maybe you've grown tired and weary of doing the right thing. You're tired of being the bigger person in the relationship. You're tired of being the one to reach out to your friend who's in need. You're tired of being the one who has integrity at work when nobody else does. And you're wondering, does this even matter? Does anybody even notice? Listen, the Lord sees it and he will honor it. He will reward it. Now, that reward may not always be a physical blessing or a physical provision, but God honors the obedience and the sacrifice of his children. We don't do the right things so that we will be blessed, but God sees and God rewards what is done in secret. So I want to take a moment to pray for us and then give you an opportunity to pray as well. And so, Father, we thank you that, Lord, you see all things. You see the things that are done in secret, both the good and the bad, both the things that honor you and the things that dishonor you. And so, Lord, we want to live lives of integrity where we do the right thing for the right reason, not for applause or for recognition or so that people will notice, but because we want to honor and glorify you. And God, we thank you that you see what's done, that we will reap what we sow, that you honor and you reward the obedience and the sacrifice of your children. Maybe not always in a physical way, maybe not always in financial provision, but God, you are faithful to us and you honor those who honor you. So God, help us to live that kind of life this week. It's in the name of Jesus that we ask these things and that we pray. Amen.